Welcome to the Believe You Receive podcast. I'm Dr. Lorette Willis. Be encouraged, be inspired, get excited. I have faith-filled, fun-filled words, prayer, and declarations to help you be your best self. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." So let's go. Hey, I'm excited to share with you today a prayer that has made a tremendous difference in my life. I'm going to talk about the pain, the promise, and the purpose of God. And we're going to take a look at the prayer of Jabez from 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Now, if we look at the verse just before that, verse 9, we see that Jabez, he was more honorable than his brothers. Does that mean that he trusted God? That he went to the Lord to bless him? And what does that mean, to bless? And why did he want to be blessed? For what purpose? For his own or for the Lord's purpose? I believe it was for the Lord's purpose. He said, "Lord, I'm going to need your help so that I can do what you've called me to do." Now, his family, it looks like, didn't really believe much in him because his mother called his name Jabez, which means pain. He will cause pain, literally, is what it means. So maybe you feel that way too. Maybe you're feeling, "I'm in pain. How can God do something with me? Or I've had so much pain, or I've caused pain." You know, we can repent. We can ask the Lord to forgive us and also to bless us. Bless us indeed. What does that mean, to bless? To bless means to empower to prosper. To bless means empowered. Empowered by God to prosper. What does prosper mean? Breakthrough to success. God can indeed empower you to break through to success in every area of your life, but you have to receive it. You have to believe you receive it. You have to start thanking the Lord for it. Mark 11:24 says, "Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive it. Believe you take it. Believe you have it. And you will have it." You believe you receive into your spirit, then as you praise the Lord that you have it, you will see it come to pass in your life, because you're starting to think differently, walk differently, act differently. And it starts with what you say, what you believe you receive from the Lord. If it's in His Word and it's a promise that He has given you, then we can absolutely believe God for it. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord." Other translations say, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, plans of peace, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, says the Lord, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity." Do you feel perhaps that you are held captive by your past? I want you to know that the Lord has a promise for you. You can go from pain to promise and fulfill His plan, that He can fulfill His plan through you. I say many times, "Lord, if you can use a donkey, you can use me." Remember Balaam's donkey that talked, you know? And also, what did Jesus use to go into Jerusalem? A donkey, right? So if the Lord can use a donkey, hey, Lord, let me be the donkey you ride in on in this situation. I will open my mouth in faith, and Lord, you fill it with your word, your way. And Lord, I want you to fulfill your purpose in my life. Your purpose. Maybe you don't know what the Lord's purpose is for you. Well, He has a purpose and a plan. You start thanking Him for it. Look at Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. "And we know that all things," that word is panta in Greek, that means all things, "work together for good to those who love God." Do you love God? Do you love the Lord? Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Maybe you say, well, I don't know if I've got perfect love. Well, you know, when you love the one who is perfect, I think that makes our love perfect. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And you look at some of the things that happen in your life, God didn't cause or plan the bad things that happened in your life. But you know what? He can cause those things to assist you, to work for your good, to turn it around. Look at some of the negatives in your life and see how God can turn these things to be a blessing for others. When I think of my 22 years in New Age spirituality through the door of yoga that my mother and I walked into when I was 7 years old, I don't think that was part of God's plan, but you know what? The Lord was able to turn that around and turn it into praise moves, which is the Christian alternative, the Christ-centered alternative to yoga, where we focus on the Word of the living God while doing these exercises. And now we have certified praise moves instructors on 6 continents all over the world, giving glory to God, praise to the Lord, while exercising this witty invention. We like saying that the exercise is the witty invention that gets you more into the Word of God and more of the Word of God into you, because we're meditating on the Word, speaking and proclaiming God's Word while doing stretching, strengthening exercises. Wow. Now, what if I had said, oh, I don't even want to think about anything from my past? But you know what? The Lord was able to take that negative and turn it into a positive to bless others. What is there in your life? What pain is there in your life, like Jabez, that you can say, oh Lord, bless me indeed. Empower me to break through to success in every area of my life. Use those things from my past, Lord. I just cast them over on you. Use them, Lord, that I can be a blessing for others. That's your promise, Lord, that you have a plan for me. And Lord, I just trust that all things work together for good. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my influence. Work through me, Lord. May your hand be with me. God's hand, God's power, God's purpose at work in my life, Lord. And that I may not cause pain to myself or others. And you know what? When you're asking the Lord to bless and empower you to break through to success so that he can do his will through your life, I don't want my will to be done. I want your will to be done, Lord, and I want my will to be in line with your will. Lord, I invite you to repeat that after me right now. Oh, Lord. That's it. Just right after me. Oh, Lord. Bless me indeed. Empower me to break through to success in every good area of my life. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my borders. Enlarge my influence. May your hand be with me. May your power be with me. Keep me from evil. Keep me from the evil one, that I may not cause pain to myself or others. And Lord, I trust that you will help me break through to success and that you will fulfill your plan in my life to your great glory, that people may see my good works and glorify my Father in heaven, just as Jesus said. Now, right now, I believe I receive that, Lord, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you for being with me today. To learn more about Praise Moves Fitness Ministry, go to praisemoves.com. To become a certified health coach with a biblical worldview, go to certifiedhealthcoachinstitute.com. And to learn how to renew your mind and retrain your brain at the same time, please go to betransformed.today. That's betransformed.today.